Ack Realty. Enjoy the Ozarks.com. It is time now for us to go ahead and intro the Mountain Home City Council Candidates Forum. Bob Knight is out there as a mediator, and I think Bob Knight is ready for us to throw it to him. Bob, you out there?
Thank you, Ben. Good morning, and welcome to the Mount Home City Council Forum. We want to thank the candidates for appearing with us on the program today. Jennifer Baker, Clancy Sheen, Bob Van Heeren, and Carl Graves. And we thank our sponsor, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative. We will begin with the candidates introducing themselves, their background, and their experience. And we will then ask the candidates questions, and we will start this morning with Bob Van Heeren. Bob.
Good morning. First of all, I want to say thank you for having us all here, for this opportunity to speak to the public in general. For those of you that aren't familiar with who I am, I'm Bob Van Heeren. I'm a lifelong resident of the area. I actually was born right here at Mountain Home in 1974, and definitely excited to be here to kind of share a little bit about myself and my experiences here at Mountain Home. My first run in politics, except for middle school. So, you know, a few people have asked me, well, what's your campaign slogan? Then it was Vote for Me, Bobby V. That doesn't carry very far in the general public right now. But for city council, I'm really excited to be a part try to do my best to be a difference, to make a difference in a group of eight people that want to make a betterment for the city. I want to be out there and be involved like I have been my whole life. I've always been involved in the public. I am far from a politician, but I am a people person for sure. I want to get out there and be involved as I have been, just getting involved and getting out and reaching out to the people and talking with people and seeing the different departments in the city, seeing how things work, see how things go, and seeing exactly what is happening in the city and why it is happening in the city. Of course, being a native of the area, I've seen how Mountain Home has grown in my 43 years here, and seeing how things have changed and how things have developed. And I want to be a part of that continued change and actually see some more economic change for the people to keep folks here in the area. And I'm sure we'll be covering some of those questions as we continue.
Okay, Carl Graves.
Thank you, Bob, and KTLO for having us this morning. Voters of Mountain Home, I'm Carl Graves, who is running for re-election to the City Council. I have been on the City Council for the last 4 years now and have been involved with many changes in the departments of the city. I am on the Water and Sewer Committee, the Street Department Committee, the Parks Committee, and attend the Safety Committees for the city. Each of the committees are to care for the infrastructure of our city, which is a very concern of all the members. I am always available for questions and problems at the cities that the citizens of Mountain Home may have, even though they are not in my ward. I thank you and hope that when you go to the voting polls that you'll remember City Councilman Carl H. Graves for Ward 1, Position 1. My wife and I have been living in Mountain Home now for 18 years, and we have been married for 57. Thank you very much.
Ward 2, Position 1, Clint Shishin.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for KTLO for hosting these forums. I'm a native of Mountain Home. I graduated from Mountain Home High School in 1990, attended the University of Arkansas and graduated there in 1995 from the Walton School of Business with a major in computer information systems and quantitative analysis. Moved back to Mountain Home after graduating and started to work at Yalcott Telephone Company. I have two children. They're both very active in school. We attend the First United Methodist Church, where I've served on various committees and boards. One of my two that are I'm very proud of is I was on the building committee for the sanctuary and also on the building committee for our contemporary center. A few other committees that I'm proud and foundations that I've been on is I was on the Baxter County Library Foundation during the Reynolds application and approval for the Reynolds Library. And I was also one of the original board members of the Mountain Home Education Foundation. I also was lucky to serve when the Mountain Home High School Career Academies was chosen as a Ford Pass Outstanding Career Academy school. I was able to travel with Susan, one of our great educators, Susan Bergman, to educate the United States about what Mountain Home is doing in our education system. So I would thank you very much for today. Clint Shasheen running for City Council.
Ward 2, Position 1, Jennifer Becker.
Well, thank you for having this forum and allowing us to speak. I'm Jennifer Baker, candidate for re-election to the Mountain Home City Council. I've served on the council for 11 terms and am presently chairman of the Water Sewer Committee, a member of the Personnel and Public Safety Committees. Over the years, I've also served on the Street Committee, Parks, and Admin Committees. I grew up here in Mountain Home. I moved here when I was 11 years old, and I graduated from Mountain Home High School. I have a master's degree in social work. I worked for 20 years for the state of Arkansas for the Department of Human Services as Children and Family Services Supervisor, and for the Arkansas State Police as a civilian child abuse investigator. I'm currently retired, and I volunteer for numerous organizations. I volunteer at Baxter Regional Hospital. I'm a reserve deputy with the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. I'm vice president of the Baxter County Historical Society. I'm an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of Master Gardeners, Twin Lakes Playhouse, Kiwanis Clubs, and other organizations, and I attend Christ Community Church. Next year, the council will have a new mayor and at least three new council members. I feel it's vital for me to remain on the council to help with this transition and provide some knowledge and experience. Early voting begins next Monday. Election day is November 6th. I'm Jennifer Baker, and I would appreciate your vote.
And again, thank you all for coming in this morning. We will start with our questioning, and Carl Graves, Ward 1, Position 1, we will start with you. Mountain Home and Baxter County have hit a plateau in growth, even losing population this last several years. What could the council do to reverse this trend that affects services and property values?
Well, Bob, I'm hoping that most people stay here. It seems like when a lot of friends of mine and everything else, their spouse had passed away, and the woman would want to move back by their kids and that to be around relatives and stay with family and that. But as far as property values, I think property values are still staying up, and people are moving in here. I've met people recently from Arizona, California, and New Mexico that have bought homes here and everything else, and they found homes on the internet, and they seem very happy with coming into Mountain Home and finding a small, nice town to live in like they have.
Bob Van Heeren.
Well, the only way I can really comment on this is to what I've seen just recently with traveling with Mr. Knox from the street department, with the many improvements that I've seen here in the city that they're doing to the streets, and as they're going through the city and improving the streets and the curb and the guttering, he explained to me that with the improvements there, that it can improve a home's value $10,000 to $20,000 just by going through and doing that. So, of course, that's going to improve a home's value there, which is going to increase folks wanting to stay in the area because it's beautifying the area and causing property values to go up. Also, I think some of the things that the council can do to help people want to stay in the area is economically by figuring out ways to entice businesses to stay in the area to increase employment for folks in the area.
We move to Ward 2, Position 1, Clint Shasheen, and this is a question from Mr. Philip Goodwin's World History class. With homeless and mental health issues on the rise, both in Mountain Home and across the country, what options are available to the council in both the short and long term in regards to helping these individuals and families get the help they need?
It is an issue that is plaguing a lot of cities, all cities in America, and we're unfortunately having the same problem here. Mountain Home is blessed with such a great community that works together. And I feel that with the resources that Mountain Home has through ASU Mountain Home and the Chamber of Commerce, that we can work together to hopefully come up with a solution that can combat this problem. It is an epidemic that has started to rise even more, and we do need to figure out a way to stop the growth of, and help those people that need our help.
Jennifer Baker.
Well, there's several resources in Mountain Home that people need to be aware of. There's the Salvation Army, there's Goodwill, there's the Department of Human Services for, you know, food stamps, that type of assistance. There's Alpha House, Gamma House,
Serenity.
There's churches. So a lot of these people need to be able to access these. They may not have transportation. They may not know about the services that are available. So I think one way would be to put them in touch with what it's a very giving community, Baxter County Mountain Home, and you know, and I think a lot of people go out of their way to help others if they just know there's a need.
Next question is for Bob. And did you have a comment? Okay. Next question is for Bob Van Herren. The city has one of the lowest millage rates in the state, 2 mils. With declining revenue from city and county sales taxes, would you push for an effort to increase the millage rate in order to maintain the city's services such as police, fire, and streets?
Well, when you get into increasing millages and increasing taxes, of course, that's going to be a hot subject for a lot of folks. And anytime you start pushing those kind of buttons, you know, people are automatically going to want to push away from that. And so just getting my feet wet, I'm not going to step in and say that yes I am or no I'm not. The way I'm going to approach this is with a group effort with the council and go for what's best for the city and the community. If there's a need in the city and in the fire and that millage is going to benefit the city as a whole, then I think we should go with whatever direction that is. Not just saying, you know, yes to increase a millage or no not to increase a millage. That's not the answer that you need to go for. The answer you need to go for is what's going to be best for the city, what's going to be best for the community as a whole. You know, where that need is, whether it's new respirators for the fire department, whether it's new police cars, maybe it's a new service dog for the police department to patrol the schools with the school resource officers. There's so many different elements that go into what's required of that millage. You know, I'm definitely for keeping things tax-wise as low as we possibly can, but we need to also keep it at a rate where we can keep the services the best we can for the community.
Carl?
Well, Bob, no, not at this time. I can't see a raise in millage. We just voted on keep the millage at 2%, and maybe in the near future we will have to look at it, but we did raise the 3/8% sales tax and our for the fire department and the police department. We are getting a new fire engine and a brush truck. We just gave the go ahead to the chief of police to hire a new officer because we are short 2 officers, and after the first year we'll probably look into another officer. We are short these police officers right now, and we only have 2 for night patrol. To keep the millage low like we have, we're the lowest in the area. Most towns are at 4 or 5% even. So the city of Mountain Home and the council are doing the best to keep the millage low. The taxes are great here, and right now all our resources are doing pretty good where we will not have to raise the millage.
Okay, thank you. Next question goes to Jennifer Baker. I asked this to... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Real quick, just to kind of tie up, though, I just don't want to ride on pretty good, though. That's the only thing I want to say there. I don't want it to just kind of coast along. I want things to improve. I don't want to satisfy with the council. I want us to kind of raise the bar. I want us to open our eyes a little bit brighter. I want us to look more towards the future. Pretty good is coasting. I want us to see us lift the bar and be better. So.
Well, all our funds are doing pretty good. We did have a shortage in the general fund, and we borrowed from the street department. But right now, we have paid back half of that money right now to the street department, and hoping that the other half will be paid off by the first of the year. So all in all, to keep the millage at 2%, I will vote for that for the citizens of Mountain Home.
Okay, Jennifer Baker, I asked this question to the mayors the other day, and I didn't do a very good job, so I've reworked. Some cities have instituted yard waste pickup and recycling, whereby they turn the waste into mulch and compost. They then sell it, recouping some of the costs involved. Would you consider this for Mountain Home?
I would think it would be a great idea if we could afford to do it and we could meet the regulations of the EPA. You know, years ago, the city of Mountain Home did pick up yard waste. I'm not exactly sure what they did with it, but I know to buy a mulch machine or whatever would cost some money. I'm a big firm believer in recycling. You know, Methven right now, all city people have free recycling, curbside recycling. You don't even have to sort it. You just have to throw it in the tub. And for your yard waste, if you call Methven, it's $1 a bag, and they'll pick up on Friday. So we do have some of that now, but I would love to see recycling and mulch, and because I'm one of these people, what do you do with it when your limb falls down in your yard? You know, it's like, so yes, I'm very much for that.
Clint?
I think this is where Jennifer and I are exactly on the same page. I do think recycling is a great thing, and, you know, it, working with looking at the budget and everything would have to be on whether the, you know, the mayor's brought up, one of the candidates brought up the incinerator or other means of getting rid of it. That's just a budgetary item that would have to be looked at. And as we do try to keep at 2 mil our millage, we don't want to have to raise that or anything. And if that was something that would, we would just have to look at the budgetary needs of a recycling plan for yard waste.
Carl, would you consider infrastructure improvements to make Mountain Home more pedestrian-friendly?
Yes, Bob. Right now, we're doing a lot of the city streets and everything else to get them done with curbs and gutters. And we just finished a lot of streets around the area. I think that that we should actually advertise Mountain Home more. And that to bring more people in and try to get our city moving forward to more people here and increase our population immensely. Thank you.
Bob?
As I mentioned before, with the curb and guttering, and then of course also the sidewalks where they're useful in the city, I think that's very important. One of the other things that Mr. Knox and I had talked about was improving the infrastructure, also with LED lighting, lighting up the city more. That's going to provide safety for the community and the area. Also, that will help lessen the budget. You look at the front cost with LED lighting, but then you look at the overall cost that they're going to save in energy savings with replacing things with LED lighting. I know that he's got a lot of things that he's looking at for the future. And just coming back from a conference in Denver, and a lot of the things that are coming up with that are things that are going to save the city of Mountain Home money. And that thing, there's many other departments, I think, that can look at things like that as well that are energy saving that will save the city money. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, that might be something good to think about down the road. But right now, in our budget and everything else, we're kind of strapped a little bit and kind of pulling our belts in, and at this time we aren't talking anything about like that in the future.
Next question is to Clint Shasheen. Agriculture is the leading industry in Arkansas, with tourism number two. Some think that in 10 years tourism will be number one. As a council member, what would you do to increase tourism?
That's where the city council needs to work with the Chamber of Commerce and devise plans to help advertise and promote Mountain Home as a destination for the summertime and even the wintertime. A lot of people think of winter here, but It's a great place in the wintertime. We could have fall festivals and things like that. We do need to look at, we have two smaller communities around us that have great festivals, and they're centered upon their square. The Turkey Trot over in Yellville, down in Mountain View, they have the Bean Fest. They're all centered around the square. We need to work on making a destination for people to want to come to Mountain Home and visit.
Jennifer?
I had the privilege yesterday of attending the Baxter County Forward meeting that the Chamber of Commerce and local people are getting together to address the concerns that the population has decreased in Baxter County. And we went over several things, and to stress the assets, what we have, and then what we need to do. I think the key to helping our tourism would be partnering with the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I'm an ambassador for the Chamber, so of course I'm very fond of the Chamber, but they really have their heart in promoting Baxter County and spreading the word, and they do it with a staff of three. So anything we can do, the City of Mountain Home, I told them yesterday, if there's anything the City Council can do to help support the Chamber to increase tourism and help the upward trend here or downward trend, I'm all for it, and I'll be fully in support of the Chamber. But I think that's the key. I like the idea of the festivals. We have the Red, White, and Blue Festival at the college. I like Clint's idea with doing more on the downtown square. We've done some things like that in the past. So anything we can do to promote Mountain Home, I'm all for it.
One thing I would like to say on promoting Mountain Home, this city did approve the high school art students to do the drain paintings on Bomber Boulevard, and I think that's just one of those little steps that we can take as a city to promote Mountain Home around the state.
That was neat.
And I'm going to ask the same question to you two. Now, Bob, I think you're first. I'll repeat the question. Agriculture is the leading industry in Arkansas, with tourism number two. Some think in 10 years tourism will be number one. As a council member, what would you do to increase tourism?
Well, I'm on the same page as Clint and Jennifer as well on all those, echoing the same statements they have made. Also include not only the larger festivals in the area, but some of the smaller festivals, like Bull Shoals has the Colorama as well. There's several other things that happen in Cotter. Some of these other areas, we help support those festivals as well. Mountain Home being the hub of those areas where people are going to be able to stay in our hotels and our lodging and things like that. Also, along with hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, there's so many things that folks can come do in this area throughout the year that teaming up along with the Chamber, as they have said. Like I said, it's a big echo. Just making it more community-driven, making it more accessible for the people, and getting the word out. I mean, social media is a thing that can be used as a great tool, and just getting our community more involved in that as well, getting the people that live here to share the Mountain Home message of our open doors to the world is going to make a big difference on that. And even teaching, you know, some of the folks that are in the community that maybe aren't really familiar with some of those social media platforms, getting them out there and letting them share our community with their families and opening those doors as well.
Carl?
Well, Bob, I agree with Jennifer and them to get together with the Chamber and that the City of Mountain Home needs to get together with them and promote Mountain Home more. In promoting ball clubs and it that come here and bring their parents and go to the hotels and restaurants and everything else, which also brings in sales tax from the hotels and restaurants. I lost train of thought. They really need to promote more. I would like to see like Carter Festival and everything else that Mountain Home maybe even put at one of their festivals, put a booth down there to promote Mountain Home down there so people come down and visit us and everything else, and also look us over because during the summertime we have a lot of visitors here in town for different stuff, and I would like to see us get together with our surrounding towns and everything else when they have their festivals to have a booth there.
Okay, this question will be to everyone, and we ask it to the mayors and We've had quite a response on this. It says, and Jennifer, we'll start with you. Do you have any plans for the safety, security, and aesthetics in our city parks? As a parent, I have seen drug deals go down in both Cooper Park and Hickory Park, and the playground equipment at Hickory Park is the same equipment I played on as a child 30 years ago. Your comments.
I think one of the key to the safety in the city parks is to make sure we have adequate law enforcement and police presence. And Carl mentioned earlier, you know, about the sometimes there's only two officers on at a time for the city. And so I was so proud of the citizens when they passed the public safety tax, because that's going to allow us to increase the amount of officers we have and increase the funding for new programs and ideas. So I think that's one of the keys to it. The other one is, you know, there's a drug task force that's made up of the city, county, and the state police, and there's also an anonymous tip line. So people need to report these things so that they can be monitored. We have a lot of publicity in our area about people being arrested for drugs and stuff. And I think that's good that people are aware of what's going on, because citizens reporting, police can't be everywhere, everywhere. So we need the citizens to respond and report.
Clint?
We do need extra help in supporting the police in Mountain Home to help. Mountain Home has grown so much, and the population inside has spread out. And with the two patrol that we usually have, sometimes only one, it's hard for the police to cover everything in Mountain Home. The parks, when I grew up, the one where it used to be the old Methodist church, I used to always be down there playing. And, you know, some of that equipment is when I was a little kid. Unfortunately, as they stated in the mayor's forum, you know, when things have to get cut, the park and rec usually is the first one to get cut. So it's something that, you know, maybe with working with the schools or even the chamber or local businesses, we could look to refresh the city parks. And on the safety of the city parks, you know, with newer technology of video cameras and stuff like that, not to watch what's happening, but just the entrances to the parks, monitor when a car enters. And if a car has been in there so long, then it would let somebody, it would let the police know.
I've got.
Okay.
Regarding the park equipment, too, I think one of the things, and I like Clint's idea, but I like one of the things we could do is team with local civic organizations. Kiwanis Club, for example, has taken over McCabe Park as a club sponsor, and we provided park benches for them, and we're going to work on getting an entrance to the park. So I think if you got Lions and Rotary and Kiwanis maybe to sponsor some playground equipment, that wouldn't cost the city of Mountain Home anything, but it would be a good good thing for the citizens.
Carl, same question.
Well, Bob, drugs are everywhere in our country, and we do have problems here in Mountain Home. If people see a drug deal going down in the park or anywhere in the city, throughout the city, and that they should be our eyes for our police department and call 911 so that they can get a car over there and arrest these people. We also have drugs in our schools. And recently they have got special reserve officers over at the school with a drug dog that goes through the school and that, and keeps an eye out for drugs over there for the kids to stay keep off of and that. But as far as the parks and that, we're right now we're limited to have patrol through the parks and everything else to be checking for cars that are parked there at night that might be doing dealing in that. And as soon as we get more officers on duty in that, we probably will have more roving patrols to look into this and that. And anyone that sees cars going in and out of homes and that around in the middle of the night and everything else, they should report it to the police department.
Okay, Bob?
As all three have echoed, I mean, if you're seeing any kind of activity like that going down, It's simple. Call 911. Don't get involved. That's definitely the quickest cause there. There's no doubt that if the ability for more officers were available, they would be out there at that time. One of the sad situations is the Parks Department is one of the lowest funded departments through the city. I mean, it probably has one of the most struggling budgets that they have to work with. Since the drug issue and the dealing issue has been covered, the equipment there is really hard to replace. That equipment's very expensive. I would like to see if I'm elected, what can be done to help replace some of that playground equipment, help the kids have some safer equipment out there, have some new things out there for the kids. But again, that all kind of goes back to the millages. It goes back to being able to afford those kind of items for the kids. It goes back to the tax revenue that's coming in. So, you know, that's one of those things that if I am elected, that would be one of the things that I would definitely be willing to look at and see what we can do for the kids of the community to help improve the parks for the kids.
Thank you, Bob, and apologize for mic trouble. It could only happen to a radio man, you know.
I understand.
Bob, I got a comment.
Okay.
I agree on that, but the biggest part of the parks budget goes toward employees and we're looking in the near future to raise their budget so that they will have more money.
Next question will be for everyone. And Clint, we will start with you. Parts of Mountain Home look empty and shuttered. Any ideas on how the council could change this, and would you consider tax incentives?
Repeat the question.
Yeah, could you repeat the question?
Okay. What
is that? Parts of Mountain Home.
Parks.
That's my southern. I'm using my southern
accent there.
Parts of Mountain Home look empty and shuttered. Any ideas on how the council could change this, and would you consider tax incentives?
That is something that the council needs to look at, is tax incentives to help developers revitalize parts of Mountain Home that might have unfortunately fallen into not the most favorable looking areas. There, you know, if you've driven around on Cardinal Street, there's been some nice the Indian Creek Apartments that the city was having to possibly have to deal with. A developer came in and has really cleaned that area up. Other places in town that there's new buildings going on. A lot of, you know, Mountain Home, the city limits hasn't grown that much. And so a lot of new development in town requires the removal of older structures. And so there are more areas that need to be revitalized, but tax incentives for developers to help them provide new housing, more affordable housing for the public would be a great idea.
Jennifer.
Yes, I agree. I mean, there's certain parts that could be improved upon. We have in the past done some of the incentive things. I think sometimes they've waived some of the connection fees for the water or sewer, reduced the amount, because some of that can be pretty hefty. So anything we can look at that would, but you have to realize we still have to have the revenue coming into the general fund. As Carl has mentioned before, we've had some issues with the general fund. So all that, you have to kind of weigh it to see what we can do to help people and still not jeopardize the city.
Okay. Bob?
Yes, I definitely agree that if there are incentives available to be offered to different groups to come in to improve buildings, to use existing buildings, whether it be to bring more work into the community, to bring more employment in, maybe possibly call centers or small manufacturing, things that are going to benefit the community for sure on the long term, and maybe make it where it's, you know, progressively decreasing. So they start off with a solid incentive to get them in, but it's not something that's long term, but it gets them in, gets them started, and then decreasingly gets on the level with other employers and things in the area where they're on the same board once they're rolling.
Carl?
Yes, parts of Mountain Home are do look dilapidated in that, but we're dealing with that. We had dilapidated apartments on Cardinal, and the city was due to tear them down at an expense of over $100,000. And a gentleman come in and bought the land and the apartments, and he has refinished those all. And extended those apartments over there. He's also bought a piece of land out on Arkansas Avenue that's going to be a 100 apartment closed gate community. There's our townhouses going up out on Arkansas also. Another gentleman, a builder here, is building apartments and single-family homes out on 16th Street out there by the recycling center. So our town is moving forward with new homes and that, and the vacant lots that were actually looking bad in it are doing much better.
Time now for closing comments. We'll have a couple of minutes to close it out, and Jennifer, you get to go first.
Well, thank you for having this forum, and I appreciate being here. I'm Jennifer Baker. I'm running for re-election for the Mountain Home City Council. I've served on the City Council for 22 years, and I would like to think that I've been re-elected because I've done a good job and that the voters have confidence in me. I love Mountain Home. I grew up here. I've lived here most of my life, and I want what's best for the citizens. There's going to be a lot of changes next year because we're going to have at least 3 new council members, and we're going to have a new mayor. So I think it's important to retain council members that have the knowledge and experience to help with this transition, that knows the history and the city of what's gone on in the past. I feel like I've been a real asset to the city of Mountain Home, and I'd like the privilege of continuing. So I'm Jennifer Baker, and I would appreciate your vote.
Clint.
I would like to thank KTLO for hosting this forum. I've grown up here my whole entire life. I remember when the Christmas garland used to hang across Main Street, down Main Street. I remember going to Otasco and looking at the cool bike accessories on the wall. I remember going to Baker Drug and having a grilled cheese and tomato soup, or if I was lucky enough, a chocolate malt. Mountain Home had charm. And unfortunately, I think our charm is tarnished a little bit, and we need to polish that charm and get it back to Mountain Home. While growing up, Mountain Home gave so much to me, and as an adult, it's time for me to give back to Mountain Home. I'm Clint Shasheen, running for City Council.
Carl.
Bob, I want to thank you and KTLO again. People of Mountain Home, I hope you will continue to support me for the City Council. I enjoy being on all the committees for the welfare of our city and to make sure that everything is kept safe for you and the citizens. I am not only involved with my ward, but I am involved with other wards also when someone brings me a problem. So when you go to the polls to vote, remember Carl H. Graves for City Councilman, Ward 1, Position 1.
Bob.
I also want to thank everyone here at KTLO for having this forum available. I definitely appreciate you guys. And I want to remind everybody, I am a lifelong Mountain Home area resident. Been married to my wife, Liz, for 19 years. I attend Real Life Church. I'm a student mentor at the Mountain Home High School, involved in Mountain Home Pilots Youth Sports, also involved in several other youth organizations. I feel that my age is a key contributor to being part of Mountain Home City Council. Being in my early 40s, it allows me to relate with the young people and the older people alike. Kind of puts me in that mid-range where I can balance in between both. I'm definitely willing to work and invest the time to help make the change in the city. I'm a good communicator and an active listener, and I'm ready to do that for the city. I just want to let everybody know, when they take the time to go out and vote and exercise their right, that they'll see my name in Position 1, and that I ask for their vote for Bob Van Haren, Ward 1, Position 1. Thank you.
I'd like to thank our candidates for joining us this morning. This forum will be uploaded in its entirety on KTLO.com. You can access sample ballots, polling information, ballot issue information, and more on KTLO.com/Election Central. And, of course, KTLO News will be bringing you the election returns on Election Day, November the 6th. Election, KTLO's election coverage on air and online is brought to you exclusively by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and early voting starts Monday. And again, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.